On January 7, raging wildfires destroyed thousands of structures in Los Angeles, including my home in Pacific Palisades. It is a story of utter devastation, but for my family, it is also a story of love, generosity, and kindness. My parents and I moved to Pacific Palisades from Texas when I was 14 years old. The Palisades are where I graduated high school, where I met my husband of 23 years, where we built our family business, where we were raising our four children. On Tuesday, January 7, the day we received orders to evacuate our home, I drove to Pico Robertson to pick up my daughter from Eula and my two little boys from their school. Our eldest son is in yeshiva in Israel. I drove my usual daily commute, not knowing this would be the last time I would ever see my home. The next 24 hours were filled with hope and prayers, disbelief and shock as we waited for news of our home. On Wednesday afternoon, we found out that our home, my parents' home and the homes of many friends had been completely destroyed. It was the end of a chapter in my life, but also the beginning of how the Los Angeles Jewish community held me up when my home burned down. As soon as we evacuated, we were inundated with calls, texts, and emails from family and friends, near and far. Our children's schools contacted us and then they spread the word. Soon, people started showing up at our new doorstep with bags of clothes, toys for the little ones, and food to feed an army. There were heartfelt hugs from friends that let us know how willing they were to carry part of our burden. Some people literally took the clothes off their backs. My 16-year-old daughter received a steady stream of visits from her classmates at Eula High School. Both her closest friends and girls that had only passed her in the halls, everyone showed up for her. When my daughter opened one bag of clothes delivered by a classmate, she said, "Mom, I saw my friend wearing this sweater last week." On Thursday, the day after we heard that our home and all our belongings had become ashes, another Eula family showed up with a car trunk full of bags from a Target shopping spree. I had tried going to the store, but found it so hard to make even simple decisions at that time. This family did it for me. They fulfilled basic needs I didn't even remember, like buying me a hairbrush since I no longer owned one. They bought me soft pajamas, so I could stop sleeping in the clothes that I was wearing when we evacuated. On Friday, my husband and I began going through the maze of what rebuilding our home would entail. Then we received a call from Rabbi Aryeh Sufrin, head of school at Eula. He'd been working behind the scenes to connect us with resources we didn't even know existed. He reassured us that Eula would be a place of solace for our daughter and for us. He showed us that we hadn't just enrolled in a high school, but that we had been embraced by a community. By Friday evening, I was overwhelmed by emotions, mourning my own losses and those of so many dear friends. I arrived at the Shabbat table and sat down for what felt like the first time in days. That's when I noticed the table set with a beautiful bouquet of flowers and a delicious home-cooked meal, both delivered earlier that day by different Eula staff members. That scene cut through my emotions and allowed me to notice the beauty that exists in our lives, the beauty of that Shabbat table, of my family safely gathered together, of the people who showed up when we didn't expect them, yet at precisely the time we needed them most. I can tell countless more stories of the outpouring of love and support from the community over the following weeks, like the stranger at the bank who handed me a $20 bill when he overheard me explain to the teller that our home burned down. Or my friends who insisted on setting up a meal train that I didn't realize how much I would come to lean on. Or the family who anonymously planned a magical birthday party for my youngest son when he turned 6 years old, just 3 weeks after our home burned down. I'm grateful to Hashem for surrounding me with amazing friends and family who showed up for us and keep showing up throughout this journey to rebuild our lives. And I will always remember the way the LA Jewish community stepped in, before I even knew what support I needed. A Jewish community that took care of our family in such a beautiful way that my tears of sadness turned into tears of gratitude. Nicole Zendettel is a proud wife and mother of four, born and raised in Los Angeles. She and her husband Aryan Abraham Zendettel run the personal development organization Dreamality Education and Coaching.